Hi friends, how are you? So I thought I'd talk about homeschooling. Well, it is something that I'm pretty passionate about. In a nutshell, when people say, well, how can you homeschool? And I'm like, these are my children. I know them best. So Aaron and I have four children. Elsie is 13. Our son Canton is 11, August is 9, and Leona is 6. So we've been doing this since the beginning, as in I gave birth to them. My husband always says, you know, we give birth at home. Why not homeschool? We do everything at home. He says that to people sometimes and they're like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, you don't really have to share that with everybody, but I think it's kind of funny. We home birth and we homeschool. Why not just keep everything at home? So we've been doing this since the beginning. And, you know, so a couple questions that I get asked that will help our conversation here. So whether you're a homeschooler or you're not a homeschooler or you have little ones and you're like, I don't know if I can do that. The first question I usually get is, wow, you must have a lot of patience. And if you're sitting there as a mom right now, listening to this, you're laughing, right? Because I hope you are. Because if someone said, oh, motherhood, huh, looked at your kids and said, oh, you must have a lot of patience. Well, patience doesn't have anything to do with having kids. So I usually tell them, well, just like motherhood, I didn't sign up for this because I have an abundance of patience. It's because I wanted children in a family. Same thing with homeschooling, is I want my kids home and I want to teach them. I want to teach them character training, the basics of everything. And the reason why is because my husband and I know them best. We know our kids the best, not our neighbor, not somebody in a building. We know them best and we know how they learn the best. So I usually say very nicely, no, I didn't sign up for homeschooling because I have patience. We know our children the best and I want them home. Oh, okay. So when people usually see, I'm in my van. Hold on. There's a fly in my van here. I'm waiting for an event that I'm going to be doing for my business, the Joy Box Company. I'm at a local bakery and apparently I did not know I got here an hour and a half too early. So I'm thinking, what could I do? Oh, talk to you guys. So homeschooling. That's the first question I usually get is, well, you must have a lot of patience. Well, homeschooling doesn't have anything to do with patience, just like motherhood. Yes, I'm always trying to be patient, but it's not why I chose to homeschool. Maybe the another one is, well, why wouldn't you want your days, you know, peaceful and at home without kids. Cause you know, I realized this is the first year all my kids could be in school, every single one of them. And I could have an empty house. You know, I watch other mothers. I watch the rat race that everybody is in society right now. And I don't want anything to do with it. My husband and I don't want anything to do with it. Keeping up with the Joneses, fast pace. That's one of the reasons usually why people move out into the country is because everything is a little bit too fast of a pace. And out in the country, even if you just have a little patch of land like we do, there's peace in that. There's no one looking, watching, checking up on you. It's just you. It's quite a beautiful thing. So that's who Aaron and I are to the core. Is peace and space and country. And so why not have our kids along with us? And I usually tell people also, I think homeschooling is an extension of parenting. That's another thing that I mention to kind of get them to And it's usually the moms or the parents that are like, I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to start. And that's usually when I say that comment is, you know your child the best, right? Well, yeah. Okay, well, homeschooling is an extension of parenting. It goes hand in hand. Us parenting, us disciplining, us character training, and us homeschooling. Yes, we will be challenged often of, I don't know the answer to that. Let's go look it up. But like with anything, I don't know this certain thing about my chickens. Well, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to do the same thing if my kid has a question about something. I'm going to look it up. That's another one of the things that I love about homeschooling too, is how much I learn. I didn't learn enough about geography growing up. I feel like that was just kind of jumped over. And so here I'm an adult going, I don't know where that is. So, well, guess what we've been studying for years and years and years? Well, geography. Because I want to hammer it into my kids' mind of what the continents are, because I didn't know that. It was just like skipped over. And it wasn't of an interest to me. Now, I'm so eager to learn that. I know the continents, of course, but it's nice to learn along with your kids. That's something I hear from other homeschooling moms too. It's so fun to learn with your kids. So a little bit, if you listen to my Get to Know Me podcast right before this one, my first one, I was just telling you a little bit about me, that I was homeschooled for about 5 years. So I got to experience public schooled and homeschooled, which seems to not be so rare anymore, that a parent is homeschooled and then they choose to homeschool their kids. But I was, and I was so happy that I had that experience, because when I look out at my kids playing outside instead of doing a typical school day inside the house, I know that's more important. I know that fort building, that running around with your rabbit, even if we had a school day planned, that's more important to me as a mom, to see my kids flourish and be happy outside. And not that our kids always need to be happy, but that's what's important to me. And as you are a mom of your children, it's the same thing. You're passionate about something and it's going to carry on to your kids, whether that's about, helping the homeless or the poor or serving, or, who we are, kind of spills over on our kids, right? I feel like I should have had an outline, because I'm a little bit scatterbrained of how to even condense why I love homeschooling so much into a few minutes. Okay. So I was homeschooled. My husband was not homeschooled. Aaron was public schooled his entire life and he loved it. So he has the experience of, it was great. I loved going to school. That's where all my friends were. We had Bible studies. I was in sports. It was fun. So we went into it together, agreeing right away. I think this is what we should do. It wasn't something that was even on my mind when Elsie, our oldest, was young. It was just, I was so in motherhood, baby nursing, giving birth mode. By the time she was five, I think I had three kids. And all of a sudden I was pregnant with our third and thought I was driving. I remember this so vividly, even where it was on the road, where we live. I said, Lord, I don't know if we can send her. Like, she's five and now they get her for the rest of the forever. Like, we just don't have her anymore. And that's when it was even half day kindergarten. Here in Minnesota, it's full day kindergarten for everybody. You don't have a choice. So that was even half day. I thought, oh, so you get my daughter right when she's getting really fun. That's not fair. And so I was kind of having no pregnancy meltdown, crying tears. I cried so much when I was pregnant. I'm sure you did too. And I remember on the side of the road, or I was driving, and I thought, Lord, just tell me what we should do. And I remember, like, it was a yell, homeschool, the word. And I went, okay, Lord. And once I kind of gave into that, okay, homeschool, oh, I felt such a peace. And my husband, he's been on board with whatever I've been pretty passionate about, home birth, homeschool. He never even batted an eye. And he's so wonderful because he always supports me and lets other husbands know too when they're like, oh, I could never let my wife do that. He's so supportive. He goes, why wouldn't I trust my wife? Why wouldn't I trust her that she knows that home birth is best? Why wouldn't I know? Why wouldn't I trust her that she knows homeschooling is best? I love when he says that. It's so encouraging, and I think men need to hear that too, because I know men, obviously, they're protective over us women and their wives, so they don't want to see us hurt or our baby die. You know, that's usually the first thing with home birth. That will be another topic all on its own that I want to talk about. People think your baby's just going to, well, what if it dies at home? Well, what if it dies in the hospital? But I don't want to talk about death and babies. It's not as risky as people think it is, you know? Okay, so homeschooling. This is what our day looks like. So as a mom, you will usually model your days after how you enjoy your days. Pardon me. So I like more of a relaxed morning. If some moms like to wake up their kids at a certain time, you know, 8 o'clock, and we'd like to start around 9 and end our days by 1. That's great. So the first thing going into homeschooling is do not compare yourself to the next homeschooling mom. Do not say, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to wake up my kids at 8 and start at 9. I didn't know that. No, homeschooling is for your family, whatever your last name is, for your family. Us, we're the Gullings. And I say, this is what works for the Gullings family. We do not have a set time we start. This is what the Gullings do. So you are your own family. Do not compare yourself to anybody else that's homeschooling. Remember, you are now about to embark on an out-of-the-box thinker family. So you may, if you're thinking of even homeschooling, you're most likely an out-of-the-box thinker, or you're looking at a family going, I want what they have. And you know what? You can have it. You really can have that unity. That's what homeschooling is. Your family is so united. That's what I love about it, is we're so close. Not we hold hands and sing songs and we never fight. Oh goodness, there's fighting and arguing with kids. The kids amongst themselves. That's just growing up, you know, that's character training. But I'm saying there is this bond that you have when you spend your days together, day in and day out. I couldn't imagine our life any other way. It'd be pretty empty feeling. So don't compare yourself to other moms. So a mom that runs around and wants to do sports with her kids for homeschooling and is part of every co-op, and you don't see co-ops appealing at all, and you just want to be home and gallivant in the woods and do nature journals and go to the library, then do that. Nobody's checking in with you. I am not going to say, now, Julie, why aren't you doing school the way I'm doing? Most homeschooling moms will never ask that. Why aren't you doing what I'm doing? Or I can't believe you would do that. Homeschooling moms are pretty, I've only seen supportive moms. And I think we're all just in it together. So if you could just be a part of a homeschooling community, as in like, oh, you're a homeschooler. Oh, you're a homeschooler. Do you want to come over? Because I want to learn from you. I want the kids to play. That can be a homeschooling community. You don't have to join a co-op. We've joined co-ops here and there, and it fit our year the way I wanted it to. Some years are, I noticed in the younger years, I really wanted co-ops and it was really good for us. But there was a move. We had to move from our house because we thought we were going to build before we found our farmhouse here. And it was a year we did a co-op and then we were moving, and I thought, this isn't the year for a co-op. I'm going to get too overwhelmed. So that wasn't the year. And then the next year, oh, I can be a part of a co-op. So every year, like recently I've been talking with friends and I say, every year is different, isn't it? This year, yeah, that was last year for us. 2018 was a very laid back, maybe unschooling, if you want to label it as that. Sometimes that word unschooling scares people, that you don't do any school. Well, what is school for you? Is it 8 hours like the school district? Well, we're not part of the school district. Excuse me. Taking a drink of water here. So what is your, who are you as a mom? What do you want to do with your kids? And what that mom does down the road for homeschooling, that's great. Encourage her, cheer her on. Good. I'm glad you're part of that. We do think this is how we homeschool. We're all different. But what a typical day looks like for us is we kind of get up whenever we can. I mean, honestly, if my daughter, she's 13, so that means she's sleeping in more. Praise the Lord for kids that sleep now. You will get to that point if you have babies and toddlers right now and they don't sleep. I promise you one day you'll sleep. You really will. And then your kids sleep, but then you get a dog, because why not get a puppy? And then your puppy wakes you up. So all of a sudden you get woken up for other reasons. But teenager, when the kids get a little bit older, they need their sleep. So she usually gets up around 9. But honestly, if I want our day started, I'll just kind of go, Elsie, and then she'll wake up. So we wake up, we have breakfast together, whatever that may be. It could be cereal or waffles, or if you know a little bit about my Instagram, Joy Homestead, I encourage you to follow me. And I always post about my sourdough pancakes. I usually have those in the freezer for the mornings. I don't want to bake anything. I just need a break, or my kids need a break from eggs since we have chickens. So we have breakfast together at the table, or if it's summer, we try to get outside because we live in Minnesota and it's nice to be outside before it snows for 6 months of the year. So we have breakfast. I usually read the Bible. So we have a children's storybook Bible. It's by Catherine Voss. I highly encourage you to look it up. So Catherine with a C, and I think it's V-O-S. I don't think it's V-O-S-S. I thought it was. It's Catherine Voss. I think it's called the Children's Bible. I found it at Goodwill one day, and I fell in love. It's so well written. I mean, the word. It's not happy, fluffy Bible stories that don't get in depth. This is in depth, but good enough for kids that are young to listen to. We read that. We kind of talk about it. There's usually a kid running around, sometimes pinching the other sibling. This isn't perfect homeschooling. I think sometimes we can have an image of, well, even me, I want everybody to get along. Well, sometimes that doesn't happen because I'm in a mood, or they're in a mood, or they're going through puberty, or that child is really learning character training of we do not pinch others while we're at the table. That hurts. It hurts. So we'll do that. And sometimes that lasts about an hour, but up and down, get a drink of water, come back, read. And I know, looking back, I have this image in my mind, looking back, that's the core of who they are, you guys. That's going to be the core of them always hearing God's word nearly every day. I mean, some days, of course, we miss. It's a nice day out and we're running outside first thing and we miss doing that. But it's who we want our kids to be, is to have that planted in their heart. Right? God's word. That's the most important thing in our lives as well as our children. That's where we should start. Not a curriculum that talks about God's word. Open up the Bible and read about it. So we do that. We clean up breakfast. Someone's on morning dish duty. We don't have a dishwasher right now. Our kids are our dishwashers. They learn the basics of dishwashing, which I've heard from this local gal here who I'm waiting for the bakery. She let me know the kids that she hires, even up to college age, they don't know how to sweep or wash dishes. And I remember thinking, oh, my kids will be able to get a job. They know how to sweep and wash dishes, you know, since they were about 8. And yes, there's usually some tears and I don't want to do it. Thank you for helping the family. I think that's one thing Sally Clarkson said. Let your kids know whatever chore they're doing. And if there's crying and tears, give them a hug, even as for the 100th time that they're crying over dishes, and say, thank you for helping the family. Thank you for helping us out. Everybody appreciates that we will have clean dishes for lunch. Thank you, honey. Instead of, you're a good boy or you're a good girl for washing the dishes. Well, they're not good for doing that, but thank you for helping our family. I think that sinks in a little deeper for them. And then after that, they go up and get dressed, or if a kid wants to wear sweatpants, I'm fine with that. And they will start their school. So quite honestly, when I said that, I went, oh no, what am I supposed to say next? Because Okay, so we have a set math curriculum. We use teaching textbooks, and that's a CD-ROM or an online program. I love it because the guy is like a tutor for them and teaches them math and math basics. So they will always do teaching textbooks. The younger kids always sit down with them and do a little workbook with them. And then the older kids this year, every year has been different, but this year I have them started on Easy Peasy. And if you look up Easy Peasy, a homeschooling family created it, and it's free for your kids to do online schooling. It is wonderful. So that's what we're doing this year. I don't want to really get into what we've done every year because I am not a curriculum-based homeschooling mom. So I'm not going to say Sunlight or My Father's World is the only curriculum and we buy it every year or a Becca. I am not that homeschooling mom. I'd rather not buy that. Maybe it's finances. Maybe it's the budget. Maybe it's a little bit of my creative spirit that feels like it's dying if I buy a set curriculum, because what if my child doesn't like it? What if it doesn't fit us and I just spent $200? I'm not going to hammer that curriculum to death over my child. You know, I'm not going to do that. So I think maybe I'm just a little bit more gun shy of curriculums, but I have found so much more online or random books that we found at the store or workbooks that you can buy through Amazon. I have found that has worked for us every year versus a curriculum. And that's why it's nice to get together with homeschooling moms of all ages, because whatever season they're in, because you can say, can I look at that curriculum that you're doing? Can I look at that workbook? Oh, that totally fits my Tommy. That is what he needs. And then you go and buy it. That's how I've bought teaching textbooks in other places. And Easy Peasy, I looked at my friends, how she kept on talking about it with her friends. I mean, with her kids. And I thought, I just need to try Easy Peasy. So that's what we're doing this year. So every year has been different, but I just noticed my kids are getting a little older. They can read. I want them to be a little bit more independent, and then I can be hands-on one-on-one with my 9 and 6-year-old who need it. There was something else I was going to say about homeschooling. Now I'm going to wrap this up pretty soon. I know this wasn't a super organized, talk with you about homeschooling, but it is a little bit, everything that I said has been, it's on my heart, and I love homeschooling. I love talking about it. It's not easy, but I don't think sending your kids off is easy too. So if we're just going to go, should I homeschool because it's easy? Well, what's easy in life? No, what's your definition of easy? Well, I want my kids home. I want my kids not influenced. I don't want the world to have my child the majority of the time. I want to be able to teach my children something before they're taught it. Obviously, there's going to be times that they're going to learn something before I get to them. That's just life. But I don't want somebody else to have 10 hours with my kid and I don't get to. I see the disconnect in some kids with parents when they're gone for that long. I think it can be really hard on them no matter what age. Also, when you're a homeschooling mom, I've learned the last few years, or maybe I've just never thought about it until I had older kids, because I feel like when you have babies and toddlers and 5 and only 6-year-olds running around, that you're like on survival mode. It's different when your kids get a little bit older. You're less on survival, but you're more of, oh, Jesus, teach me how I need to do this with my 13 or 11 year old. Teach me, how do I do this puberty thing? Okay, give me grace. Help me give them grace. You know, it's just a different step in motherhood. I can't remember where I was going with that thought. Thanks for being along with me as I'm talking. I forgot what I was going to say. But, I don't want to compare. Oh, what I was saying. I never, ever want it to be, I have a lot of friends that public school their kids. They don't ridicule me for oh, wow, I can't imagine why you would ever homeschool, Joy. That sounds awful. And I don't say, I can't imagine you would ever send your kids to public school. That would be awful. I don't ever want to, you know, okay. If someone's a mom and I'm a mom, we're all in this together, right? We're a team. Us moms, we're moms of some amount of children. Why not support each other instead of, I'm kind of doing this better than you. Yeah, you should homeschool because, you know, what you're doing is horrible. I'm never going to say that. I don't believe it either. I just feel like I always say, wow, that person must have a lot of time on their hands if they're worried about what I'm doing, you know? But usually nobody is that worried about the Gullings family and how we do our school. Usually nobody is that worried about us. So if anything, support your other moms that still, or just say, good job, whatever they're doing. But if my friends at all voice, Joy, I'm thinking of taking my child out. How do I do that? Or Joy, how do you do it? Can I homeschool? Oh man, I will give them a pep talk of you are the parent, right? You know them the best. You have this feeling in your gut to take them out. Do it. The rest will come along. You pray. The Lord will guide you of what to do next. But the first step is taking them out. Every state is different. Minnesota, we're pretty, you know, they rate the states on like the stoplight, red, yellow, green. We're yellow. So there's still like you always have to take the standardized test, but the public schools never check them. You just put them in your file. So you can take that test anywhere at your local library and it's not done through the school system. And then you just have to report to your school district. So our local school district, I'll just say, yep, it's called the intent to continue homeschooling. And I print that off and I just send it to them to let them know, don't save a desk for my four kids. And that's it. There's some states that are green that you don't even have to do that. There's some states that are red that there are, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, teachers that need to check in with you to see how you're doing and you need to submit your child's work to them. So every state is different. But if you feel overwhelmed, don't. If you have the feeling to homeschool and it's like it won't leave you alone, well, just say yes. When I heard that word homeschool from the Lord, I felt such a peace afterwards. So maybe the first thing you need to do is just say yes. And then do the next step. Then do the next step. And remember, you're the parent of your kids. The teachers aren't. The principal isn't. You know what's best for your child. I wouldn't do it any other way. And some people have mentioned their concern for my child when they get to high school. I don't know why that's a thing. Well, what are you going to do about high school? And I said, well, my daughter's 7. This was back a while ago. I don't know. But we take every year at a time. And in my mind going, why are you worried about my child in high school? I have no idea what I'm going to do. But I'm surely just going to teach her when she's 7. And that's the same thing. You know, my oldest is 13. When she gets to high school age, well, it's 1 year at a time. Thankfully, I wasn't just handed a 13-year-old to homeschool. You know, there's a train going by. Can you hear it? So I hope that was maybe just a little bit of a pep talk for you. I would love if you ever need any advice. Don't ask about curriculum advice. I'm kidding. No, you can, because I've heard enough about it. But there's so many homeschooling Facebook pages, if you happen to be a Facebook, or online support groups, or just, I am sure you have heard about a homeschooling group near you. Reach out to them and ask for support. We are more than eager to help you and maybe just give you a hug and say, yes, you can. I hope to see you soon. You know, one step at a time. I think that's what it is. And every year is so different with your kids, isn't it? So when they turn 3, wonderful. When they turn 4, you're like, who are you? And then they turn 5. Oh, we're entering this stage. It's the same with homeschooling. And then you throw in multiple kids. And that's when I laugh when people say you must have a lot of patience. Oh, sure do. Yep. Oh, I just laugh at that. No, patience has nothing to do with it. I pray for patience, of course. But I don't, it's such a funny comment. So I wouldn't, Aaron and I would not choose to do anything differently right now. I don't have any regrets homeschooling them from the beginning. I don't. I'm so glad we are. So I'm cheering you on if you're thinking about it, or if you are, or even if you aren't and you're listening. That's a little sneak peek of a homeschooler's thoughts. Homeschooler's mom's thoughts. Okay, well, I'm at about 30 minutes and I don't know what time it is here. Okay, I'm going to show up in a little bit here to her bakery. I'm glad I was able to do this. I'm so glad I was able to talk with you. If you have questions or comments or anything like that, would you leave me one? I am still new to this podcasting thing, but I think there's an option to have you guys leave me a voice message here on this Anchor app of podcasting. So, hey, if that's something easy to do, I love that type of voice messaging because it's easier than texting, isn't it? You have a lovely day. I will talk to you soon, friends. Bye.